I'm a real wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Wild one.
Welcome to show 56, Big Foamy Head, where we're doing the ABCs of beer with Avery Brewing Company. It's the Avery Beer Show. We're listening to a little Iggy Pop. Iggy Pop, right? And we're going to explain the Iggy Pop connection.
Hopefully not ad nauseum, but...
No.
You'll see the connection.
It's pretty interesting.
We'll connect the dots here.
Okay.
It's good.
What are we drinking here?
Avery Brewing Company out of Boulder, Colorado. This is the Kaiser, which is a Oktoberfest lager, Imperial Oktoberfest lager.
And it's got one of my favorite words in it. Imperial.
Imperial, that means more alcohol.
More alcohol. Always a good thing.
Alcohol by volume on the website is listed as 9.3, and we've got an in-studio guest, Thomas Carey.
Yay, finally.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Glad
to be back.
You said the bottle has...
The bottle says 9.1.
9.1, so...
Short changes a little bit.
Well, you can taste a little bit of alcohol.
Maybe we didn't get the right gravity that time. Is
Yeah, you know.
Magnum, Sterling, Tettnang, and Hersbrucker hops.
Hersbrucker?
Hersbrucker.
Okay. Never heard of those.
And Two Row Barley, Vienna, Munich, 10L, that's Crystal.
Okay.
And I don't know what the other one is.
And I recognize the Vienna and Munich are classic malts that you use for Oktoberfest.
For Oktoberfest, right? That's right, yeah.
Okay. So. And I've seen Magnum and Sterling... Are those like noble hop type hops?
Well,
like,
Magnum's definitely a bittering hop.
Okay, so they're not like to give a bitter taste to the beer, or as bitter as like a Chinook or the.
Well, I think that Magnum's are cheaper because you can use smaller amounts. It's got a really extreme alpha acid.
I mean, Oktoberfest is not known as a hoppy beer. It's a
malty
beer, and this is fantastic and. Yeah, good stuff.
Man. Well, it doesn't taste extremely hoppy at all.
That's good.
You taste alcohol? I got a little warmth.
And Oktoberfest and Marzen's are the same.
Yeah,
we know
that's
that.
Right. That's
I've
right.
I've been pre-game showing today.
Yeah.
Just like y'all have.
And we need to mention that because you said we were going to talk about it.
That's right. I've unveiled the bourbon-oaked robust porter. With smoked malts.
That's right. And that's going to fit on one label, right?
Well, the label has bourbon.
We're not
going
to have to do like the fold-out label for the beer bottle.
No, I do need a label, actually.
Now, this is fantastic.
We need to brainstorm and come up with a brewery name for me.
Yes, we do. Suggestions are welcome. We have been getting suggestions for drinking songs.
That's
so
right.
So that's good. More of those, need
Very
more.
Good feedback on the website. Thank
Rick
you.
Rick from Pacific Brew News has been very forthcoming. And had a couple here and there, but we can always use more. So now the challenge is what to call Rick's Brewing Company.
Yes.
Other than Rick's Brewing Company. That's the working title. Right?
That's the working
but,
title. That's
but right, the so. Thing is that when you cracked this up and we warmed up with it, see, you don't know this, Tom, but Rick and I have been sampling some of Tennessee's finest at several shows here.
Yeah,
lately.
Well, once you have a bourbon...
Oh,
aged beer.
Yeah.
It's just a natural.
It's bourbon and beer. Just goes together. And I forget what was that. We had that Allagash Curious, which was a bourbon beer. And then we had one at the festival, and it's like bourbon and beer. And so that was kind of you were asking around about what should I make.
Mm-hmm.
And this got big votes.
So it's been unveiled. And I think it came out very good.
It was fantastic. Very good.
Tom, we'll share some with you later. And you were...
You were going
carbohydrate load.
You were going old school,
trying to carb load.
Yeah. So you were going for quantity, right?
Yeah, but I carb loaded with it, like I said, a T-bone steak and a couple of Dos Equis Ambers. That's pretty much all they had. So.
Well, there you go.
Well, let's go ahead and get into why you're carb loading. There's a big event coming up this weekend.
Big event Saturday.
Yep.
St. Jude's is having their annual marathon.
Yep. Marathon, half marathon, and 5K. Is this 5K. The first 5K they're doing?
Second 5K.
Second 5K. Okay.
Yeah, and I opted for the 5K this year. I normally do the half, but I like to enjoy my run. So.
And that goes with our whole drinking and running.
Drinking and running.
Theme we've been on.
You can buy beer runner hats on our site. Just follow the links.
There you go. Good
so,
stuff.
So, Dick, you're running the half?
I'm doing the half.
And you talked me into doing a 5K.
That's right.
So I'm going to waddle my way through it.
This is your inaugural 5K. You will no longer be a virgin.
That's
right. You're done. A run virgin.
They say it's addictive, Rick, but I tell you what, I do not enjoy
running
one bit.
I've never liked running much at all.
But the beer is so good at the end.
That's why I run.
Right.
I don't want to be 400 pounds and drink beer. I'd rather...
When I was growing up, I could ride bikes for days, but I could not run. I just didn't like it. So
it's one of those things you get into. But walk back and forth to the refrigerator carrying your beer several times before you open it. That's exercise, right?
It's true.
12-ounce curls. Although we're doing 750 milliliter curls.
That's right. So we enlisted some help.
These are all not just big in alcohol, big in size.
Yeah.
These are big boys.
And Avery's actually becoming quite the national brand. I mean, I know that Adam Avery has been out promoting himself quite a bit. He talked to Steve, our Southwest distributor
guy. Yeah,
Marzeza. Yeah. He talked about that when we saw him at the Oktoberfest.
Right.
And I know that he was
He was mentioning Avery and,
And I know that he did an interview with James Spencer and Basic Brewing Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Did that November 9th. So go check that out, and you get to hear Adam Avery speak himself. He was a prolific homebrewer who made it big.
Okay. Well, we got a bunch of stuff going on that we got to catch up on this past holiday. We've got a major sporting event occurring that we're going to talk about. And several more beers, but I wanted to clear up the Iggy Pop thing. What we heard, because we stay up late at night researching things purely for your entertainment, and what we just heard was the Iggy Pop song, also known as the Carnival Cruise Lines commercial, right? And after doing some research, this is actually has a Memphis connection. It was recorded at Sun Studios, but we're not sure by who. And we got a version we're going to play for you in a minute. And this is Brian Setzer, who has a new tribute album to Sun Studios here in Memphis.
Brian Setzer, famous from the Stray Cats.
Stray Cats,
and he later came out with a swing band.
Right, and the Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Yeah.
And so, this guy is known for it. He loves his rockabilly. And so this is an entire album of rockabilly hits. All of them recorded at Sun Studios. So this one was originally released March 1958. Johnny O'Keefe, the world-renowned Australian recording star. Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew? And apparently what he did was he could not get a break. Guys like trying to get a deal, nobody gave him the time of day. So he made up a fake press release and spread the word to everybody that he had been signed on to this label. The president of the label calls to congratulate him, jokingly, and Johnny weasels his way in. 3 months later, this song is released. So, 1958, it was also covered by...
Actually from Sun?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was an Australian one. We haven't been able to determine where it is. Brian Setzer, obviously,
maybe
knows.
Some of our listeners in Australia will...
enlighten
to
us.
To chime in.
Because I looked, and Johnny O'Keefe, although he recorded a huge amount of records... There's nothing showing that he came over and recorded his son. He loved Elvis, though. And that's what I was telling you about, that he had some ill health later on. He idolized Elvis. Elvis died. He died within a year later. Connection? Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? All right, so let's take a break and listen to the rockabilly version of somebody at Sun Studios recorded this, and only Brian Setzer knows because we can't find out, the real version of Real Wild Child.
I got the message, I'm a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. I gotta keep shaking, don't wanna keep moving. I don't you care my style, I'm a real wild child. Come on, baby, shake it all night long. I'll shake you till the meter comes.
I'm a real wild child. I'm a real wild child. Don't compare my style. I'm a real wild child. Don't compare my style. I'm a real wild child. Wild child.
So that was Brian Setzer and his take on the Johnny O'Keefe, known to his friends as J.O.K., Real Wild Child or Wild One. Both songs.
So,
both,
Joe
both
Kalia, if you're listening to us, down under.
That's right.
Write us another note and educate our dumb butts.
Our blues buddy, of all people, he should know.
Yeah, he said he's coming to Memphis for Memphis and May.
He's promising to come up from down under. And
always good hearing from him.
Yeah, we'll have to play him on an upcoming show. We haven't played him in a while. Yeah. Blues great from Australia. So we were talking during this musical break and trying to figure out the alcohol of your bourbon oak robust porter with smoked malts.
So you're going to make me say on microphone that I have no clue?
Yeah. Okay. We don't know.
I have no clue.
It's a lie.
The kit says it starts with a 1065. And, of course, you add the 16 ounces of Maker's Mark bourbon to that. So
yeah. And how much do you pour into the brewer?
You know, I didn't. Well, it's still in my fridge.
Okay, well, there you go. So you should have.
I should have. Could have.
Yeah. You probably
I will in the future.
Yes.
I have a hard time believing
for
that.
For the fallen homies, pour some into the vat there. Okay. This is really good. I'm loving the smoke on it, and it goes well with our show snack.
Yes, it does, which is the barbecued egg rolls.
Right. This is a unique to Memphis, as far as we know. And we experienced this during our revelry. I was trying to think of what word sums up the debauchery and madness that was Memphis in May. I mean, we almost, there were probably a number of divorces because of that month.
Yeah, and our wives certainly haven't forgiven us entirely for the whole event.
No, they're still getting over it. But the 3 days with the barbecue team that we were there, and Sean, the owner of the Bigfoot Lodge, comes down there and brings a tray of these creations, and Tom's busting into one now, barbecued egg rolls. It's barbecue, slaw, and I think some cheese in there, wrapped up in a wonton and cooked. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And you dip it in the barbecue sauce, their own sauce that they get there. It's fantastic. And so yeah. I talked to him a little bit. I didn't have a mic with me, and we're gonna have to interview him.
Well, he's quite the chef.
He is a very good chef, and he owns a restaurant here in Memphis across the street from the Peabody called the Bigfoot Lodge. Link to it is on the website, www.bigfootlodge.net. And these are just fantastic. We've been talking about having these for a while, and man, they're good. And I've had several other things down there, and there's nothing that isn't just fantastic off of their menu. So good stuff, and hopefully we'll he said this took years of planning and a lot of napkins used to construct this egg roll. So apparently it's some engineering feat to cook an egg roll without screwing up barbecue in the slaw, because when you first get them and they're served to you, mm-hmm. The barbecue's hot, the slaw's cold. So it's really interesting. So we'll learn that. That's our show snack. And it goes well, especially well, with your bourbon oak robust porter with smoked malts.
Or whatever we want to call it.
No nickname for that?
Borpsum.
Borp.
Borp. B-O-R-P. Borp.
Yeah. Of course.
And so we finish this off, and we're on to our next Avery beer.
Yes.
The Reverend, right?
And I've been soaking that up while you guys were drinking the home brews.
So. Brewing it on over your beer.
The Reverend's a Belgian quadruple ale. It's one type of hops, the Styrian Goldings. Hmm. Malt is 2-row barley, Cara 8, Cara 20, Caramel 15L, Caramel 40L. That's Love Abund. And Belgian Special B. I've never used that.
Is that a malt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alcohol by volume, 10%.
Okay. Which, good numbers here. And
there's a lot of marketing speak. You want me to read it?
I was reading past a little bit into where they actually start talking about the, true to our, this is nice, small brewery, big beers philosophy.
Yeah.
But it says on here, marketing speak aside, that pure of heart, a heart of candy sugar. I was looking to see on the ingredients about that.
So it's a classic Belgian.
It is. And the yeast, which they don't have on here. And my understanding is that's what makes the flavor in the sort of spices, right? The mm-hmm. yeast mm-hmm. produces the esters and things
but,
like that.
But I'm thinking along Clark's homebrews. Uh-huh. Man, he just has like tons more spices in his.
Well, this is not as spicy as some, but it does have some. Seems like there's more orange mm-hmm. to it. You know, whether they use bitter orange or orange peel.
Nothing.
Something like that. We'll get through some in some.
No, it's from the spices. Okay. Or it's from the yeast. So that's the esters from the yeast.
Okay, so there's actually not the orange.
No.
So, okay. Well, there you go. But this is very good. Now, I got a question for you because this is a Belgian quadruple.
Well, it goes on to say a divinely complex and beautifully layered beer with hints of dark cherries, currants, and molasses. So maybe okay. that's what you're tasting.
That is. That's okay. what it is. Okay. Yeah, there's kind of some kind of fruity something. So I know about a double. I know about a triple, Belgian triple. But this is a quadruple.
Yeah, I think it's Americans making up names again.
Is that it?
Yeah.
There's no like, okay, we're gonna like, you know,
create our own
walk
styles.
Around it four times or something. Is there no four something?
I don't know.
That's pretty good,
Tom. You know much about the Belgian styles?
No, I'm waiting for someone to pour me just a little bit.
Oh, we're holding out on you. This is good.
Don't be shy.
It does have that kind of. This is probably sweeter than some of the Belgians that we've had before. A little less spicy, but I like it. I like how it's got the spice, but not overpowering spice. And good stuff.
See, we're walking a fine line. These fine athletes don't want to get dehydrated for the run on Saturday.
So. Yes, that's what it is. So I got my water bottle here too, just in case I need to take a hit of water.
I need a lot of water for that 5K.
That's right. That's a long way. You're going to do it backwards, right?
One foot.
Well, it's going to be particularly chilly. I think we're about to have a nice storm of some sort.
It's the bottom's going to drop out, and it's going to suck out loud.
So tomorrow. It's been kind of hot and sweaty for the last couple of days.
Yeah,
it's in
70s.
The 70s, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's going to go to freezing.
High of 40s.
It's hard for a beer brewer, you know?
Yes, it is. And speaking of weather and stuff, we really had a good Thanksgiving that we just celebrated.
Oh, yeah. That was wonderful.
Lovely
weather. The
weather
was wonderful.
For the annual Muscari football extravaganza out in the field down by the lake.
What do we call that?
The turkey bowl.
The turkey bowl.
Okay.
And you played, Rick, and then I came along later on. And
well, you had done your turkey trot.
Did my turkey trot. And
then went back and got your family and trotted some more. So
yeah.
You actually did 6 miles and a 5K run.
Yeah. And without benefit of beer either. And so I come to the football game thinking, okay, I can like sit on the sidelines and drink a beer. I get pulled in.
But the excitement
thing.
Of the game just
and
draws
it's like
you in.
The very first thing that happens is run down. The very first play I'm involved in, and what is Mark technically to you? He's not your brother-in-law. He's your sister-in-law's husband, right?
Correct.
Okay. I don't know if that makes him a brother-in-law or a pseudo-brother-in-law.
So we have no blood relations, put it that
way. Okay. No blood relations. So anyway, he catches me doing my gazelle-like leap into the air. I immediately, in the air, take a hard right and land on top of some child. You had out there. I didn't even notice them. They were that small.
That's a problem when you're playing with women and children.
And I just
the kids
knew.
Are just there just for interference.
I just knew I had crushed this little boy. So, luckily, I didn't. After we dug him up out of the dirt.
Keeps the game from getting too cutthroat, I guess.
Yeah. And Susan was, she was very dainty and ladylike, wasn't she?
Of course.
She plays pretty hard. Yeah. Well, she's a soccer player, too.
So. I know. I thought I saw her throw an elbow into somebody's head.
Yeah, that was me.
Was that you?
Oh, yeah. It'll grow back.
That's the one time of year she gets to do that, right?
Yeah.
I had to tell you, though, that the 5 years I played, I've never seen Rick play the way he did.
Didn't he have that?
I think he's played with me for 5 years.
He did, man. He was, like, running down the
street. Well, I did score two touchdowns.
But we've been playing for 5 years. At least, and you've always been on my team.
I know we
more or less.
I played at least three.
At least three, so. And we usually put Rick on the line. But I mean, He was like a super tight end.
He was in his own zone. I mean, he was all over the
place. Defense and offense. He was the man.
It was good. Good job.
I appreciate it. I know it's a bunch of bull, but I appreciate that.
Oh, no. It was good. So, thanks.
So, that was fun. It's a great tradition. I thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. For many years to come.
Yeah. And that was actually my first time to participate.
My other Thanksgiving tradition, smoking a turkey.
Yeah, that's right.
And I got pictures posted on the website. We'll provide a link.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the friends from the Confrontation Board have already seen them, but...
Okay.
It came out pretty good.
Yeah.
Small bird, 10 pounds. Man, it was gone in two days.
Well, I took a peek at it after the football game, and yeah, it looked fantastic. That was about the time you smoked a little more smoke on it and took it off, I guess.
Yeah,
it got up to temperature quickly.
Because my water tray ran dry.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Got to watch it.
So, good stuff. And
the Reverend, loving us. It's good.
Man, this is good. And
Clark's is better. But this is good.
Clark's is different.
It's more spicy.
It is definitely more spicy. So I guess that's, you know, the cool thing about the Belgians is you never really know. I've only had one really bad, nasty-ass Belgian, and you were there.
Westmalle 8.
It didn't work.
Yeah,
I don't know if we had a bad bottle or what, but the Belgians are all, you could line up six different Belgian doubles, or this is the only quadruple I know of, and they'll all be different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But that's why I love this, the whole idea of the candy sugar and the sweets and stuff. And I think this is like sort of festive holiday sort of beer. And but you can drink it any time. Now, you also, we forgot to mention on this brewing, you are now embarking on your third time's the charm hazelnut.
Right, yeah. So I'm trying the rogue yeast. I really had wanted to do that last time I brewed. But I got a little too anxious and brewed without the rogue yeast. This time I'm brewing with rogue yeast, but a totally different set of grains. So as far as having a nice, consistent experimental process where you only vary one thing at a time, you know, and test the outcome, I ain't doing that. It's like, let's throw all the options into the blender, blend them up, and then come out with something new. But I'm pretty happy with the performance of this yeast so far. It's really just took off and...
Yes, doing good. Well, yeah. And this is the one, though, that they made the big announcement, which we covered a while back, about they released their, when we say Rogue, we're talking about Rogue Brewery.
Yeah, John Mayer is the brewer there. And through Y Yeast, they made available the Pac-Man yeast. And Pac-Man, I assume, from the arcade game of the same name, Waka Waka Waka, you know, the little Pac-Man
game. So that's the sound the yeast actually make?
Chewing on the
If you hold sugars. The mic close enough, is
you would
that
hear
what
that.
We're going to hear?
You okay. Would hear that.
And this is scientifically documented, right?
That's not the Pac-Man from the Titans, right?
I don't think so, no.
All right. Not. Well, we got another Sun recording, and this is from one of Rick's favorite guys, Johnny Cash. And this is an early, lest we forget, Johnny Cash was a rockabilly guy when he first started with Sun. So this is Brian Setzer doing a cover of Johnny Cash, Get Rhythm.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on and get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy never gets slowed down. He's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dusty street. When I asked him when he shined his shoes, how to keep from getting the blues, he grinned as he raised his little head, popped a shoeshine rag, and then he said, get rhythm, yeah. When you get the blues, come on and get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumping rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your troubles from your worried mind. Get rhythm. When you get the blues. When you get the blues, come on, hit rhythm, yeah.
when you get the blues. Get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get going, get rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat and listened to the shoeshine boy. I thought I was going to jump for joy. Slapped on a shoe polish left and right. Shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe his sweat away. Said, you might a little boy to be working that way. He said, I like it with a big wide grin. Kept on popping and say it again. Get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on and get rhythm. Boy, when you get the blues. It only cost a dime, just a nickel a shoe. A dozen million dollars worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
We are back.
And so that was a little Brian Sesser covering Johnny Cash. And what'd you say? That was from the movie?
I thought I heard it in the movie, yeah.
Probably so. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple hell of a lot of songs to get in there. So what are we drinking now? What is our
we're on
beer?
The Maharaja Imperial India Pale Ale. Imperial
is,
meaning?
A lot of alcohol.
More alcohol. That's right. So
India, where it went to. Pale, its color. Ale, beer. That's kind of a syntactic breakdown of each of the words and what it means.
Tom, during the break we were talking about, you've been going to San Diego a lot, right?
Correct.
Have you been having any good beers?
And has your wife caught you?
Unfortunately, my wife hadn't been able to make any trips to San Diego, but there's one thing that I've been trying a lot lately is a Stargazer IPA.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Carl Strauss. Brewery.
The brewery. And they're regional
they
to their... Yeah, they're up
they're
in down California.
San Diego, yes.
You can buy their beers in stores. They're kind of up the coast. I don't know how far.
You could actually go to the airport at 9 o'clock in the morning. I think they have a brewery there. I mean, a bar there that's open.
Yeah, of course.
So I can grab a few before head back to...
That's right. Get
to Memphis via Houston.
Yeah, because it's technically afternoon.
Well,
somewhere.
Anyway,
it's afternoon.
Correct.
On the East
I mean,
Coast.
Yeah, I mean, the West Coast is way to the left there. So.
That's right. The left coast is.
So, Dick, what do you think of the
Maharaja? Well, you know, I'm all about the Imperials, and it's very good. It is sort of citrusy, and we were talking about the only other IPA that I have regularly to compare it to is Dogfish Head. 90-minute IPA.
And I believe this is slightly substandard to the Dogfish Head.
It has less heat, more citrus. It's, I mean, the Dogfish Head is like my beer. That's the only one out of the hundreds and hundreds of beers on our beer list. Visit www.bigfoamyhead.com, right-hand column, click on our beer listing.
Blatant plug.
There you go. And, it's, you know, you'll see all of the beers that we've enjoyed, so you don't have to. And Dogfish Head is the only one. We would have gone out of our way to order a case of this, or two cases, I think we ended up going through. But it's fantastic beer, as is Maharaja. I like this. I got to tell you that this went down smoother than Dogfish Head. Dogfish Head, after you get a couple in you, well, all bets are off anyway. But this Maharaja went down smoother, I thought. Less heat from the alcohol, and it's jacked up. It's like 9.9, right? 9.9% alcohol. It's say right here. Hop variety, Magnum, Crystal, Centennial, and Simcoe, which sounds like a corporation. Simcoe.
No, Simcoe's a really good hop. That's a new style.
Yeah. Okay. Malt variety, two row, barley, caramel 120L. L stands for?
Love a Bond.
There you go. And Victory. Who doesn't
Victory
love a good
malts,
Victory?
Yeah. Those are good. Those are British malts.
ABV is 9.9%. And in parentheses, it says 2006. What do you got there, Tom? You were looking at the...
I don't see a date. I do see 102
IBUs. IBUs, yeah.
102 IBUs. That's a lot of IBUs. But it doesn't taste like it'll, you know, burn your face off with the hops.
So now where can we get this locally? Can we get this at
Asheville,
North Carolina? That's as local as you're going
to
get.
I actually checked today to see so distribution. You go to the Avery site, say, where can I find this beer? Huh. Click on it. Tennessee, Asheville.
Yeah, go to Asheville.
So to get Colorado beer, we had to go even further all the way east. To
the, as yeah. far east in this state as you can go. Cross the line, there you go.
I right. didn't check Arkansas, though. You might be able to go to Walgreens across the bridge.
Okay.
That's a good Walgreens.
I went to the Google and looked for Stargazer, and there are a lot of Stargazer references. So
yeah.
It would take some work to figure out which one was actually a
beer. Could that be
reference.
Another show?
It could. Bring some back next trip. I'm going out there in 2 weeks. So I'll look. You look, I'll look. We get that whole San Diego-Memphis connection.
We were going to talk about...
Oh, yeah. The sporting event. That one?
And you had a big word for it.
I call Tom a pugilist. And I mean that with the best of intentions.
Tom's rolling up his sleeves, ready to fight.
He is...
Them's fighting words.
He studies the sweet science. The art of boxing, mano a mano, two men in a ring with nothing but their fist padded by a little bit of leather and nothing but determination. And who better to epitomize the sport of boxing, the art of the pugilism, than our mayor, Willie.
Mayor of Memphis.
Mayor of Memphis, Willie W.
Harrington
himself, taking on at this very minute, unless one of them has been killed. Willie W. Harrington is taking on Smokin' Joe Frazier. Muhammad Ali was not enough of a challenge. He's come to Memphis, and all bets are off. Somebody's getting an ass-whipping handed to him tonight.
I hope to hell this is a charitable fundraiser of some sort.
I don't know what it is. I swear to you. I mean, now, Willie, lest we all forget, and everybody, of course, in the free world knows, Willie's on his fourth term as mayor.
Yeah, but there are lots of folks that would say he's punch drunk already.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a very controversial. He's no Ray Nagy of New Orleans.
That's right.
But, you know, he's...
Chocolate New Orleans.
He is what he is, and I like him myself. But that may be stepping on people's toes
because he's done so many good things for us.
In this very room.
You're stepping on my toes.
It's Tom shaking his head. But I mean, that's pretty cool, you know. So right now, on behalf of Willie, I'll issue a challenge to anybody in any city. Our mayor can whip your mayor's ass. Come on, bring it. Step up.
Well, he's playing it. Smoking Joe is, he's lost a step, I have to say, but they showed him on the news a couple of times. And
yeah, he's addled.
He's a little slow.
He is addled. He's a poster child for why you don't want to get hit in the head repeatedly.
At least once every 10 minutes he raises his head, but other than that, I mean, he's borne down and
slow. All
right, gentlemen,
we're diving into the Hog Heaven Barley Wine Style.
There it is, Barley
Ale.
Wine Style. Okay.
And we were having a discussion about this. What the hell is a Barley Wine Style Ale?
Versus a barley wine.
Yeah, well.
And you looked it up. You read off the BJCP description. Do you
have fascinating BJCP.
You have that handy. Because we go into this thinking, Hog Heaven, this is our fourth beer, and we just kind of glanced at the bottle and said, barley wine. And it says it here on the data sheets. Our producer is not getting our shows, our facts in order. It says on here, American Barley Wine Ale, but on the bottle itself it says American, or it says Barley Wine Style Ale.
That's right.
And we've gone back and forth over this.
So we're talking controversy here.
It is.
And Big Foamy Head, the show that is not afraid to step back from the controversy.
Investigative beer reporting. It's
That's
what
right.
we're all about. We're going to get to the heart of the matter. We might be drunk, but we're going to get there.
This is hard-hitting information that people
That's right. News you can use.
Not only want, but they need to know about.
That's right. We take the bullet so you don't have to.
So the Avery Brewing Company out of Boulder, Colorado, their website lists this as an American Barley Wine Ale.
Yeah.
Hot variety Columbus. The malt bill is very simple. Two-row barley, caramel, 70L.
I mean, that's nothing. I mean, this is about as pared down as you can get for
Add
a beer.
Add yeast, make beer.
One hop. Columbus.
Original gravity, 1085. IBUs, 9.2. This is the lowest alcohol by volume that we've had all night.
Which right there strikes a chord of question. Yeah. Why is a barley wine, which we're expecting
to be 11-12%?
Yeah, hardcore.
Big.
Heavy hitting, like our mayor, Willie Aronson.
That's right.
Shameless political plug. But it's not.
It's not.
It's a good beer. It's a good beer. It has that nice kind of clingy taste after you finish it.
You mentioned it's not a great nose, right?
You said
I don't.
You said
it's kind of like its flavor.
I didn't get a nose,
and then the taste.
And then you
was
said your
similar,
taste was
similar, to
just
the nose.
Like the nose, right?
Yeah, so
okay, so it's a good beer, but it's not. You're if you're bracing yourself for barley wine, ain't gonna happen.
That's probably the easiest drinking barley wine you ever had.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Unlike most barley wines, it's probably good with pork.
Yeah,
you might want to check out Sierra Nevada's Bigfoot barley wine.
Yeah, well, we need to follow up
that's
on this because I don't recall ever seeing anything that said what
barley
it says there,
style.
Barley wine style on the label, and it has pigs flying through the air. Okay.
Okay, we'll look forward to you following up on that.
Yeah, we will. I will. Did I just volunteer to do
yes,
that?
Yes, you did.
Okay, we will. And
Dick is forming a committee.
There you go. I am. I'll get the mayor to appoint an action, a task force.
There you go.
If you will.
To get to the bottom.
Get to the bottom of this. That's right. As soon as I get my funding, I'm all over this. So, okay.
The only other topic I have on my list of things that have to be discussed is apparently Britney Spears is wandering around town showing her woohoo.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Her vagina.
3 days in a row.
That's what they were calling it on the radio.
Been, scooching out of vehicles with. Yeah.
Filling up her gas tank.
Little or no panties on.
Bending over, and what'd you say you saw?
I heard that woohoo's got a little red spot on there.
Okay. That's
slightly
not
diseased,
good.
Is that what we're hearing?
Okay.
Slightly itchy.
And Brittany, one word, antibiotics. Okay. It'll clear that rash right up, baby.
I'll step up and say I like Britney Spears.
I know. And we have vowed to find... Because Shirley, as an artiste, she's done covers of the classic blues songs.
Don't call me Shirley.
Okay. Thank you. You'll be here all week. But so we're going to hunt down the Britney Spears blues songs.
Maybe she's done some Stax covers.
Or not.
Some song.
Or by God, we'll just make our own.
There you
okay.
go.
So you can hit me, baby, one more time, and I ain't got nothing left.
Yeah, Avery Brewing Company. It seems like we've been harsh on them. I don't want to leave that way.
No.
But
only with this
company.
Last one. Fantastic Brewing Company.
Adam Avery, if you want to come by and give us beer. And
join
stuff.
Us, Adam, in the beer studios. We've got the velvet-covered couch for you. Tom's fingering the...
The Maharaja.
I mean, pointing at the Maharaja.
The Imperial IPA.
That's right.
Liking that because he's a hophead.
He's over there in the corner. He's got the lights turned down. He's gently peeling the foil back.
I like
back.
The Reverend.
I'm burning one down.
Yeah.
I like the Kaiser.
They're so different, which I think is very cool.
There's so many good beers out
that
there.
We were drinking. We started with a stout. We went to an Oktoberfest. We went to
we
an IPA. What am I
we
looking
did
at the wrong
robust
one?
Porter. My port.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the Czar. We did the Kaiser. What's up with the German names?
Germans fantastic. Brew good beers.
Right. And good stuff. I mean, it's just fantastic brewer. And done.
Tom's making it a bundle.
Tom's making a beer right. bottle hat now.
Tom's been working on a sign out all evening.
Okay. So Tom, take us out. Who's our? We're going to exit with our last Brian Setzer tune, a cover of one of Tom's favorites, Carl Perkins. And, all right. And
Maharaja, keep it real.
All right, and we're gonna listen to Boppin' the Blues. See you next time.
Drive safe.
Well, all my friends are boppin' the blues. It must be going round. All my friends are boppin' the blues. It must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, the doctor told me, man, you don't need no pill. Told me, boy, you don't need no pill. Just a handful of nickels and a jukebox will cure your ill. Well, all my friends bopping the blues must be going round. All them cats bopping.
pain. Yeah, the jitterbug caught me, man, I don't feel no pain. I still love you, baby, but I'll never be the same. I see all my friends are bopping the blues, must be going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Get it, cats, let's ride! Of the blues must be going round. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Well, Grandpa done got rhythm and he threw his crutches down. Oh, the old boy done got rhythm and blues and he threw them crutches down. Grandma, he ain't trifling. Well, the old boy's rhythm bound. All them cats is popping the blues must be going around. All my friends are popping the blues must be going around. I love you, baby, but I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop! Rock, bop, a rhythm of blues. Rock, bop, a rhythm of blues, baby. Rock, rock, a rhythm of blues.